This just freaked people out.
He drops the ball. It looks like the Niners may have gotten on it. They did. Russell Wilson fumbles the ball on the first play of the game as he was hit rolling out to the left side. And just like that, the Niners have recovered at the Seattle 15-yard line.
I sat there thinking about my own little league career, repeated strikeouts. It would haunt me the rest of the game, but Russell Wilson bounced back from it. And the question is, how'd he do it? Dr. Jim Taylor joins us. He's an expert on the psychology of performance. Jim, what's the secret?
Well, there's really no secret. A couple of key things here, Dave and Chris. And one is that Russell Wilson's been playing football for a very long time and has had tremendous success. So, first of all, one mistake is not going to erase all those miles, metaphorically speaking, miles he's put in, balls he's thrown, that has built the confidence that has enabled him to get to this point in going to the Super Bowl.
But how does he keep it out of his head? Because he said in the press conference, I've got amnesia. In fact, I didn't even remember that play until you brought it up in the news conference.
Right. Well, first of all, athletes at that level have developed tremendous perspective. They know they're going to make mistakes. He knows he's going to throw some picks and fumble and make bad passes. But in the grand scheme of things, he's made way more good passes than bad passes. So he, just through perspective of understanding that he's not going to be perfect, helps him deal with it.
Now,
also, in that situation, in such a big game, he just has to focus on the matter at hand. So I can understand that he just makes the mistake, first play of the game, he just puts it behind him, and he keeps going, and obviously very good things happened.
Now, Jim, I want to ask you, some people have guessed this, and I'm kind of a believer in this particular camp, that because of the amount of time he played at such a high level in baseball, considering, you know, the strikeouts come, every pitch is different, every error happens in the field maybe a little bit more than you see them in football, that has helped kind of solidify that kind of living in the moment, forget what happened last kind of mentality. Do you think that plays into it?
Well, certainly that could have helped for sure, because baseball is a sport where if you succeed a third of the time as a hitter, you're a superstar. And you can't do that in football. You can't do that in surgery. There are a lot of areas where succeeding only a third of the time would enable you to be a success. So I'm sure that's certainly given him, again, additional perspective of, hey, you know, I make mistakes.
So you point out that confidence comes from preparation. Is it your belief that the reason that so many people seem to lack confidence is that they fail to prepare adequately?
Well, two parts to that, Dave. One is that they don't have the successful experiences to have that confidence. And players at Russell Wilson's level, he's been playing for so many years. He has enough. The metaphor I use is he's got so much money in the bank. He also has a lot of money in the bank in the real sense, too, of course. But also, yes, these athletes like Russell Wilson are so well prepared psychologically, physically, their equipment, mm-hmm. the teamwork, everything is all there.
But doctor, the point is, are you born with that or can you? Because there are people listening right now saying, man, if I could only have half the confidence Russell Wilson does, yeah, I'd be a gazillionaire. Is that something you can teach yourself?
Absolutely, no doubt about it. Most of these things, yes, certain people are born with certain physical attributes. For example, you're not going to be in the paint playing for the Sonics if you're 6'2",
yeah.
No matter how good your hook shot is. So there is a genetic component for sure. But ultimately, these guys, first of all, they're human beings. I've worked with athletes at the highest level of sport who have doubts, who lose confidence, who get nervous. And maybe he did have some nerves at that first the first play. I don't know. But this is something that you can develop for sure.
So when you encounter an athlete who says, Doc, I just don't feel the same confidence. I haven't lost, you know, 5 inches of height. I haven't lost any muscle mass. I just don't feel confident anymore. What do you tell them?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, I look at how is their preparation, because that's one thing they have total control over. I also look at how they respond to adversity, because athletes who don't have much confidence tend to give up or ease up when they're faced with some sort of adversity, like playing in New Jersey in a couple of weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And because the more athletes can expose themselves to adversity, the more they can learn how to see that they have the ability to overcome the adversity, and that builds their confidence phenomenally.
So if you encounter go ahead.
I was also going to say that also athletes lose confidence when they have troubles in other parts of their lives, whether struggling in school, relationship issues, and other parts of their life. Because a lot of people think that when they walk on the field, they're just athletes. But the reality is you can't leave your personness on the sideline. So whatever stuff you have going on in your life off the field is going to affect them on the field.
Huh. Well, that tells me something, because if even an athlete at the highest level is affected by the baggage from his personal life, that tells me that ordinary mortals like us need to get their personal lives in order if you expect to succeed at your chosen career.
Absolutely. And the fact is that these athletes at this highest level, they're really not that different from us mortals. One thing they have different is that they often are genetic freaks, for sure, in the good sense, but also that they've just simply done it way more than us. But these people are not superhuman. They are very human, but they've learned through experience to deal with the demands placed upon them.
No, a lot of one phrase I keep hearing a lot about is, you know, what is it? Separation is in the preparation. And you take a guy like Russell Wilson. I mean, he's up at 5:30. He's at the practice facility by 6 or 6:30 most days, pouring over tape, doing all that stuff. I mean, that's really where this all kind of comes from, doesn't it? It's all that extra work that maybe the rest of us mortals don't put in on a normal daily basis.
And not just the regular mortals, but there are live. I've come across many world-class and professional athletes over the years who had all the genetic gifts, but they never truly made it all the way because they didn't put in the time necessary to develop those areas fully. So certainly genetics are hugely important, but they're not enough, because there are a lot of tremendous athletes out there who don't make it because they don't do the work.
No shortcuts. Dr. Jim Taylor, thanks a lot for coming on.